Hey everybody, another one, huh? That's how I keep starting these, another one, huh? Which is a real stupid way to start this shit, because if you think about it, I mean, how else is it gonna start? When there's not another one, there's not, it's not like there is a possibility to have one that starts, well, this is not another one, because they're all another one, right? I'm in the car again, driving home from a wedding, which I guess I don't know what you'd call it. Officiated? I wasn't really official. I mean, I don't know how the law works. I had some friends ask me to do the officiating before, and I kind of thought I'd looked at the law and it said you couldn't just do it as a buddy or something. I don't remember, because I would have liked to do that. Although it was a good thing I didn't, because I was fucking a half hour late and missed the entire wedding. But this couple asked me to, and I said, well, if that's allowed, let's do it. And, you know, I worry about Pete. They worry about Johnny Law. Okay? I don't deal with that stuff anymore. That's not my thing. So we could discuss the series of unfortunate events. The series of events that led up to this by Lemony Snemony. So the way I got asked to do... So what I did is I went up and made a speech and, you know, talked a little bit about love, I guess, and then, you know, told them, hey, now you guys talk about love, and then their kids all talked about love, and then I said, all right, that's enough about love. Why don't you kiss each other, and then you're married. And then you guys go inside and everyone stay out here. Which is a weird part of the wedding, because every time I've been to a wedding, there's somebody who, the second they kiss and then start walking up, and I haven't been to long weddings, you know. The longest one I was at was maybe 20 minutes or something. And everybody in the crowd just wants to, like, be like, clap their hands and get up and be like, well, let's go, you know? And I'm like, you came all the way fucking here. Just wait till they go inside. It's not that bad. But it's cool. I don't know. I probably have done the same thing. I mean, I do that at the movies, right? Pay like 20 bucks and then, you know, something happens. And I'm like, all right, let's get the hell out of here. You know, and someone says, we haven't even got to the resolution. That was just the end of the last action sequence. You know, we're not really at the end of the film here. So this was like, let's call it a friend of a friend thing. Basically, the bride asked her sister, she's like, I need someone to do our wedding thing, our talky part. But I need someone who's A, not religious, and B, not super lovey-dovey. And, you know, to my credit, this lady I knew was like, I know the perfect person, and that was me. So, you know, that definitely fit on the churchy side of things. I mean, I know nothing about church and Bibles and all that. I just don't. I guess it's a willful ignorance, right? You have to avoid it at some point. But, you know, I went over there to talk to them about what they wanted me to talk about, and they probably two or three times said, you know, but listen, we really don't want anything from the Bible or any of that. And, you know, eventually I had to say, guys, this is not going to be a problem, okay? If you asked me to do a Bible thing, that would be tough. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know. I'd be like, which books are the good books about getting married? I have no fucking idea. I mean, I guess I wouldn't read the part about, you know, so-and-so fucked so-and-so, which made these babies who fucked each other and so on. It's not probably an exact quote. Again, let me just remind you, I am not a Bible expert or a theologian. Excuse me. That word almost made me vomit, I guess. So, you know, then I had to prepare a speech and all that, which is, it was fun. I mean, it was fine. So this weekend leading up to it. So, okay, last time on Helpful Snowman Radio, I was going home. After getting a brand new bed from IKEA. If you've never shopped at IKEA, I wouldn't recommend it unless you do like a podcast and you need shit to talk about. Because then it's great. Because it's fucking insane and weird and terrible in some ways, but if you need content for a podcast, boy, that's an episode. Just go there. You could probably even bring a mic with you. I don't know. I don't know if they would be opposed to that, or if they'd be like, oh, here's some tremolos. These are things that hold microphones that IKEA makes. They're $4, and you can't figure out how to put them together. So, you know, I don't know. I can't decide if IKEA is, like, the best place ever or the worst, because it's one or the other. I mean, it's probably like Walmart, right, where it's kind of both. I mean, it is the worst place ever. But fuck, man, if you are a smart person and you make a list of all your bullshit items that are the same no matter where you buy them, I mean, paper towels, you know, Scott paper towels, is that the one with that handsome Sandy Tom Selleck woodsman on it? Those are probably the same regardless of where you buy them, right? I mean, it's not like, oh yeah, Walmart has the expired paper towels. The ones they use to wipe off the other paper towels, they roll those up and then put them in a roll for you to buy with the man on it. Does that guy have an axe? I bet he used to and doesn't anymore. That would be my guess. But, so you know, so Walmart is terrible, but it's also great because if you just need, if you get those things there, you'll be, you know, richer. And that's what we all need is richer. Richness. Riches. So IKEA, I think, is probably like that, right? Like, some stuff you buy there is awesome, you know, and some stuff is shit. You just, you know, you buy certain things there and not other things. The problem is, for me, I don't know what the one is and the other group. I don't know how to separate those groups, okay? I don't know which things are appropriate. I know that if I talked to someone and said, I bought XYZ at IKEA, they'd be like, ooh, God, really? I don't know. Or if I said I bought this and that, they'd say, oh, that's the right place to go, Pete. Thanks. If IKEA is the wrong place to go for a bed, I would say go ahead and just not tell me at this point because it's way too late. You know, way too much work went into it. And, you know, I had the last bed for like 20 years or something like that. So, you know, this one, there's no going back a week later, let's put it that way. I'm not really prepared to say, okay, well, maybe that wasn't a good choice. Tried that. That was fun. Moving on. No. No. I don't know. Here's what's weird about IKEA, right? I think IKEA would be a great place to go if you basically, if you like outdoor music festivals, let's say. You like walking around. You like you don't mind walking somewhere where you know where the fuck you're going, and it seems like everyone else around you is just kind of aimlessly wandering around. I mean, it feels like, and it can't be happening this way, but it feels like 90% of the people just go there and they're like, I'm gonna just fucking see what's here. Which is a crazy thing to do because everything is there. Everything. Anything you could put in a home, and anything you could put on top of that thing and inside of it is there. You could get a nightstand and a lamp for the nightstand and then, you know, stuff to go inside the drawers of the nightstand. I mean, everything is there. So to go just looking around, you might as well just look at the world and pick things out from the world you like. I mean, it doesn't really narrow your options very much to go to IKEA. It's like, well, we have everything you've ever had. I mean, we have fucking beds and we have waffle cones. So all the stuff that falls in between those categories, we got it, man. So it's kind of tough, though. I don't recommend going there if you know what you want. Because then you kind of have to wander through this, you know, it's like a Flowers for Algernon maze kind of thing going through there. Except you know... You know, I know the bed stuff is, you know, halfway through the fucking... I don't understand, too, how this store works. It seems like it's all on one horizontal level, but then I feel like you get to the end, and you've somehow incrementally sloped upwards until you're on a whole nother floor or something. It's like a... It's kind of like a funhouse. But, you know, you can buy the parts of the funhouse. They also have these, like, you know, this is my apartment. This is my fake apartment, you know, and it shows you how you could outfit your entire apartment with IKEA, which is, I don't know, I mean, I guess some of those people had smaller apartments than me, but they looked a lot nicer, I'll tell you that. So maybe that was effective. I mean, it made me sad. I don't know if that's the goal of those, but it sure had an emotional effect, I'll tell you that. So kudos to whoever made that. Mission accomplished, if that was in fact your mission. And if that was your mission, fuck off. Real nice. Making me feel bad about my life, you piece of shit. So, okay, last time we left you, I had, you know, done the moving van thing, and I was headed home, right, to go assemble my bed. And how did that go, you may be asking yourself? Because you don't talk to me in my regular life. Just in, you know, you just hear me talk to you in my podcast life. Well, it went horribly. It went terribly. I got home, and I was like, hell yeah, man, I'm gonna put this fucking bed together, sleep in it, everything's gonna be sweet. So I start putting it together, you know, and there's like these weird, I don't know, what is it, Swedish, Scandinavian, whatever, Canadian something. So I start putting it together with these weird Scandinavian instructions. You know, it starts with a page and it's got like a cartoon man saying, don't do this, don't do that, you know, and you better, you know, don't put this together on your hardwood floor, which I was like, not a problem. Hey, man, you know, I'm doing something right here, living life the right way. Don't even have the option, so I could skip that part. So I started putting it together. What's weird is, like, they don't really differentiate very much which sides of which things are supposed to go which way. Like, on the pieces themselves, you really have to look at the instructions, which are sort of three-dimensional, three-quarter pictures of everything, and line everything up yourself exactly, you know, and put these screws in the right holes and these nails in the proper holes. Which I shockingly didn't fuck up. I don't know how it happened, but I didn't even fuck up one time, which is I did fuck up a drawer, which we'll talk about in a second. So I start putting this bed together. One of the other directions with the little man was like, absolutely don't do this by yourself. Do it with a buddy. I mean, it didn't say that. It just showed, you know, a guy doing it by himself, and it had a line through it, and it's like, no. And then it showed two guys doing it together, and they were smiling and happy and clearly having a good time. Which, to me, was like, hey, fuck you, man. Again, why are you making me feel bad? Because I have to, yeah, okay. Well, you know what? I wasn't feeling great about the fact that no one was there to help me put a goddamn bed together. What the hell? And then you gotta say, you're doing that wrong. Yeah, no shit, I'm living life the wrong way. I got no one to help me put a fucking bed together. I'm aware. I am aware, friend at IKEA. IKEA weird bald big nose cartoon man. Bastard. So ignoring that rule entirely, I began assembling the bed. And it went fine. I don't really think you need to have two people. I'm sure it would help. It would be nice to have the arguments that I was having half out loud with somebody else instead of just the empty air of my cavernous, dungeonous apartment. But hey, it's all about personal preference, right? So I'm putting it together. Everything's going all right. You know, I'm just muttering, walking around, being like, huh, box A, okay. And then I go, and the thing came in two boxes. So you start with box A, you put it together, and then you need the footboard is in box B. Or the sideboards, excuse me, are in box B. So I open box B, and much to my surprise, there is just a huge piece of wood in there and a bunch of screws and shit that I don't even need. It was the same color as the thing I was putting together, but that was pretty much where the similarities ended. And I was thinking, motherfucker. Now, my entire apartment is in disarray. So at first I'm thinking, all right, maybe it's just in a different box. I threw these pieces in another room, do a little searching around, seek and destroy. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What war is good for is what I found. Absolutely nothing. So I look and look, and finally I figure out, oh, fuck me. There are two boxes. Box A is what I wanted. Box B, it's companion box. Not the right box. To say I was furious isn't exactly right. It was more I had a meltdown. A mini meltdown. A melt away. You know, where I just sitting on the floor, thinking about my life. Wishing I had somebody else to help me get through this tough time, even if it was a bald, big-nosed, cartoon bastard fuck. You know, that's all I wanted right then. Someone to just say, hey, man, we've all done it before. You know, we've all fucking tried to improve our lives and had a setback here and there. So I had the meltdown. And then, you know, so my first night of new bed is, I don't know if it was better or worse. Is it better to sleep on a tiny bed that's a full bed or like a queen size bed, but it's just a mattress on the floor? I mean, that's not really a bed, right? That's just a mattress on the floor. That's why that's called mattress on the floor and a bed is called a bed, right? You need like the other parts. I mean, you have to be, I don't know why we, I guess I do know actually. We have to be somewhat off the ground to avoid vermin, which is kind of silly because A, I mean, we don't have, in our normal day to day, we don't see as much vermin as I think we once did. And B, because, you know, I famously woke up with a centipede crawling all over me in the past. So really, this, you know, I don't know, 8 inches off the ground thing is not deterring the centipedes. And if we're not deterring the centipedes, then what are we doing? I mean, Jesus Christ, is there anything a lot worse than a centipede crawling on you? There's not for me. I mean, that's a personal choice, I suppose. But Jesus, I'll take just about anything else. Centipede, too, I'll tell you what. You want to experience the full-on sensation of something? Wake up in the dead of night with a centipede walking on you. You can feel every single one of those little legs walking up, and you could almost swear you hear like a xylophone type sound, you know? As it crawls up and down you. Where, and it was crawling towards my head. I don't know where it was going. So anyway, first night of bed was just a mattress on the floor. And I went to sleep just knowing, oh, fuck, I gotta go back the next day. It was probably like an hour and 15-minute drive from my home or something like that. You know, so of course, my reasonable self is like, I have the next day off as well. So maybe what I should do is get up at like 6 and just haul ass down there. You know, and haul ass back. I'll be back by like 9, put this bed together, and I'll have a life going by 10 a.m., I woke up at 10 a.m. Because I stayed up late assembling the nightstands that go with the bed because I was like, well, I might as well make some progress. So, you know, that went fine other than I'm sure my neighbors really appreciated me hammering things together at like 11:30 to midnight or so. But fuck them. Listen, I was in a crisis, okay? That's not a normal thing for me. I wouldn't normally do that, but I was in a crisis. So I nailed them together, and, you know, I put one of the bottoms of the drawers, okay? There was a colored side and a non-colored side. Kind of like drinking fountains in the racist days. And I put the wrong side facing out. So there's like a weird wood grain instead of, I don't know what color the inside is, gray? Blue-gray? Color of a very foreboding sky. But other than that, it's fine. And once I figured out I did that, I was like, oh, fuck that. That's going to just go on the other side of the bed that I don't use. Because no one's going to even know that drawer's there. So yeah, nightstands ready to go and everything. Bought a couple lamps that I could not figure out how to assemble and then went to bed. And woke up at 10. Made my way. So I jammed this long-ass box in my car. And it goes from the trunk, you know, I have to put down the seats, and it's all the way up. It's sitting on the center console right next to me here. Just my little traveling buddy. And I drive all the way down there like that. And, you know, the whole time I'm just thinking, this is so fucking dangerous. I mean, the time before was dangerous because I was in a moving van, but as soon as I got up to speed, the fucking rearview mirrors just flapped down, effectively blinding. This was dangerous in a different way, where it's like, if I have to come to a stop, this thing is going to shoot out like a fucking missile, right? I mean, someone's going to get decapitated by this IKEA thing, and, you know, I'll be like, the worst part is I didn't even want that part. I was returning it, you know? So I drive for a million years, I would estimate, and I get there, and I come walking in, you know, and I get the box, of course, because I'm not a real grown-up, is completely ripped up like an animal burst into it. You know, I couldn't have just opened the box at the end and slid the shit out. You know, there's like a rip on both ends, and then part of the center is missing. It looks like it did go shooting out of the car and then murdered someone, and I got it out of the evidence locker and was like, well, the trial's over, and I would like to assemble my bed now. So I go in, and then, you know, they direct me to the return zone. Which is like every store where you go and it's much scarier and worse than the rest of the store. You're like, ooh, this is kind of the nice neighborhood of the store. If the store is a city, this is the barrio down here. You know, I get there, and then the fucking guy there, I mean, I know he's just doing his job, but he's like, all right, what's the deal? And I'm like, oh, I got the wrong box. I had part A and part B, and I got the wrong part B, which I imagine must happen constantly, you know? And he's like, oh. And then he looks at it, and I even thought to tear off the part of the box A and bring it with me just to make sure I got the right part B this time. And he looks at the part I tore off and compares it to the box I brought in. He's like, oh, yeah, you got the wrong part B. Which, you know, like, thank you. Yes, I know. I mean, I am not, you know, an experienced carpenter or anything like that. But I can tell the difference between one board and two boards. That I'm pretty sure. I don't know how much carpentry you need to do that, but I have that much, at least. Maybe even a little more. So, you know, he's like, yeah, you got the wrong one. And I said, thanks, you know, confirming. That affirmation is always good. Appreciate it. So then he's like, you got the receipt for that? Like, in a real accusing tone, you know? Which to me, what the fuck is the scam here? I got this other part B, but, you know, that part B has metallic elements in it. It's worth so much more. Look at the bevel on that part B. I want that one. That doesn't even, they're not even cross-compatible pieces. What would be the gain for me there? To bring this back and scheme into getting just the part B of something? That would be a real fucked up way to do it. And how did I get this part B? If that's my scheme, I stole that one? I'll just fucking steal the part I want next time. Dum-dum. So finally, he's kind of like, all right, you got your receipt, you got the box, whatever. And then he just calls somebody and tells them what we need. And then we just fucking stand there looking across this little desk at each other. And I wanted to ask him if their desk was made out of IKEA, but I decided not to. Because it has to be, right? Wouldn't the IKEA store furniture be made out of IKEA? Even if it's not available in the retail zone, I would think they would just make their own shit. But who knows? It would be kind of cool if they didn't. I'd be curious to know who they go with when they're, you know. Oh, actually, we go with Demco. So wait. And finally, he leaves. Just leaves me standing there, you know, to go fetch this part, I guess, because whoever was supposed to do it, he's like, this has been way too long. And I was like, I agree. Didn't seem that long, but just us standing here, you busily working on your computer so we don't have to make small talk. It's been a while, to my senses as well. Agreed. So he takes off, comes back, brings the thing. I load it up in the car, you know, and it's a difficult maneuver, but hey, what the hell? Oh, so I'm leaving the store, and they have a moving walkway going downstairs, which is awesome because, you know, you can push a shopping cart down it. And I've spoken many times, many, many times, about not how you can be on a moving walkway and continue to walk, right? You don't have to just stand there. Because those things are nice, but I wouldn't say they're speedy at all. You know what I mean? They're like half a normal walking speed, but then when you walk on them, you're 1.5 speed, which is awesome. Get on there, and this motherfucker right in front of me pushes his cart on and then just stands the whole time. And, you know, I got this big, long box. I'm just carrying it by hand. It's probably like 50 pounds, no joke. Standing there, just looking at this guy, and this guy is like standing with his cart, both hands at the 2 and 10 of the cart, whatever that would be. I mean, I guess it's like 6 and 9. I don't know how it works on a flat across. I guess it's not a circle, and that's a bad analogy. But you know what I mean. Like, he's just prepared for anything, and he's staring straight ahead. It's the stupidest look on his face, I'm sure. I didn't even see his face. I just imagined his face as one I didn't like. Finally, and you know, I'm dying, standing behind him, just dying. Oh, and finally, you know, and I'm trying to be a patient man. That's like my life goal, because I was the most impatient fuck when I was a kid. So I want to work on it, and I really respect people who are patient. But man, that kills me. Oh, You have such an opportunity. You don't get to walk on these things often. You should walk on them, right? So finally we get to the end, and then there's another one, because, you know, I'm on the lower level. But instead of following him onto that one, I juke around him and go down the stairs. I'm carrying this heavy-ass box going down the stairs, and he kind of gives me this look like, what the fuck is... What are you doing? There's a moving walkway. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. I saw it, man. I saw it, and I... Yeah. We did this dance. You didn't even know we were doing a dance, but we were dancing. Ted dancing. I get back in the car and start heading home. And so here's the thing. Pretty close to where this joint IKEA is, they also have a whiskey distillery in Denver. Nice one. So I think to myself, I'm going to have some lunch there. And, you know, on my summer list, I always have, let's have a nice bottle of summer booze. You know, and I was like, Stranahan's whiskey. That's the perfect thing. We're not sponsored by them. We will be, because I'll be drinking that this summer, but tonight I'm driving. So we are not, we're sponsored right now by a Bud Light from 2 hours ago, and I have a terrible un-Bud Light headache. It's unfair how fast you can experience, I feel like I have a mini hangover, a light one. And it wasn't worth it. Anyway, I go there thinking, all right, because they have like a bar and grill, and then it's attached to the distillery, so I'll have a lunch, I'll buy a bottle of booze, everything's gonna be great. So I had a lunch, which was fucking awesome, and then, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I want to get some whiskey, and the lady's like, oh, well, we're not really attached to the distillery, we're just a restaurant, and you have to buy it there, and I said, okay, no problem, and she was like, and they just started a tour, so you won't be able to get it for about an hour, which I said, okay, this is not getting as good, but fine, I accept. And then she says, you know, I recommend you go down Alameda there to whatever the beer-ery or some store with a cute name like that, because if you go there, it's cheaper. So, not available in the restaurant, which is crazy. Not available at the time. And not cheapest when you buy it from the source. What the fuck? What is going on with this business? I mean, someone wants to buy something from you and you're like, sorry, man, we're not selling it right now. Okay? Come back another time. That's crazy. You lose business that way, right? Except then I just went and bought some today anyway. Because that's, you know, what are you going to do? And the burger was good. So, you know, my life could be worse. Anyway, I went back home and reassembled the bed. It's been a nice week of waking up in a sweat, thinking I'm somewhere very unfamiliar and frightening. But I'm sure that'll fade with time, right? Those of you who've exchanged beds sometime in your life, does that go... I assume it goes away. I assume it's not... You get one nightmare-free bed, and then after that, your life is over. So I've been doing a nice job of sweating up a new bed, too, breaking it in real great. Ugh. Excuse me. Fuck. I also spent the week watching our friend Watson, the Basset Hound. So I watched him a couple weeks ago, or maybe a week ago? I don't know. A little while ago. And I was joking around because he kept licking his lips and, you know, doing dog stuff. And I was like, I think this dog's trying to seduce me. I think he's got a thing for me here. And maybe I'm not doing right by him by touching him all over his long body. That's probably not... I'm sending a message of sorts, I think. If I walked into someone's house and they sort of greeted me with like a, oh, how are you, sweetheart? And then looked into my soulful brown eyes and then just basically rubbed their hands the entirety up and down my body, I'd think, okay, something's up. This... has gone a little further than the standard greetings that I'm accustomed to, and even the ones that I'm not accustomed to. This is real weird. Something's up. So I'm not going to go to that place of like, oh, I was asking for it, because that's, you know, blaming the victim, but come on. I played a part. I played a role, and I'm prepared to admit it. But, you know, nothing came of it. You know, he went to bed, I went to my separate bed, everything was cool. So friend of the show Nicanor calls me to remind me that I had to take care of these dogs, which was a good thing because I had no memory of agreeing to it. But it sounded like something I would say. So I went with it. And then he explains to me, and by the way, Watson has a rash on his penis. Which I laugh and I say, okay, buddy, very funny, you know. I know he's trying to seduce me, and now you're just trying to get me to put some fucking cream on his penis and whatever. And it's like, yeah, we've all tried that line before, you know. We've all tried the, baby, I got a horrible rash on my penis. Put a cream on it. Rub it in. Have we all tried that? I haven't tried that. But if you were going, yeah, man, I tried that. You got a real fucked up thing going on with that penis. Probably better watch it. I don't think saying that it's diseased is a good way to go right off the bat. Not a good trick. But Watson went for it, man. He's not ashamed. So, you know, I'm laughing, and I'm like, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, a penis rash, how is that even possible? It's not like he's doing anything with his dog penis. How do you even know a dog penis has a rash? I'd never even seen his penis before. You know, I mean, I saw a vague outline, like a little upside-down wing on an airplane coming out of the bottom, but it just looked like a furry, I don't know, somewhat tube. But then, you know, of course, Nicanor is like, no, I'm serious. He has a penis rash, and you got to give him pills, and I wanted to show it to you before I left so you could, you know, monitor it. So, you know, I've spent the last few days, you know, I put the one dog, Daisy, to bed, and then the parents go in the living room together, and I make Watson lay down on his side, and I just kind of check out his junk a little bit. Take a look at that dog dick. I've seen a lot of dog dick the past couple days. Let me tell you, it's been an eye-opening experience. It's like a regular dick, man. It's got a pee hole and everything. I couldn't believe it. If you're worried, he seems to be doing fine. He's taking pills, and they seem to be de-rashing his penis. And I will probably be hoarding some of these pills, because you never know. You never know where it might all end up. So, you know, getting ready for this wedding today, because why would I do anything the day before or something? You know, the week leading up to it, I was like, I got a couple things I need to do. Took my suit to the cleaners, which was a terrible idea, because I guess cleaning a suit involves lightly cleaning the entire thing and then unraveling all the thread holding on the buttons and stapling these weird dry cleaning tags. Three of them, you know, it's a three-piece suit, so each piece has its own thing with one of those plastic tags on it, which is awesome. It seemed clean, though, I guess. So I did that, but other than that, and, you know, I wrote my speech, but other than that, I didn't really do any of the preparation that needed to be done. For example, like, okay, I wanted to get, like, a black notebook, right? I was going to print out my little speech and put it in there. Because at first, I was thinking, all right, I'll just write the speech. I'll stand up there. I'll say it. But I was like, oh, man, I don't want to be uncrumpling a piece of computer paper, right? That doesn't look good. That doesn't seem proper. I mean, here's what's weird. Like, I'm not a big nervous guy speaking in front of people or anything like that. That's not really a problem for me. But this was kind of different because, you know, if I go to a school and talk in front of an auditorium of kids, it's really not a big deal. I mean, they're not going to remember this for the... Maybe they'll remember it the rest of their lives. I don't know. There was one school I went to this year, and I suspect I may have accidentally left my fly down. They might remember that for a while. I remember when I was a kid, we had an author come visit our school, and we had this rocking chair in the library. And it was like a, you know, the rocking chair that belonged to Wilma M. Scott, who founded our school. And this author sat in it and fucking busted right when he was sitting in it, you know? And it was on tape. So then I didn't get to see the actual author, but, you know, I heard about what happened. I was like, no fucking way. And then our class just had to watch the tape. So when that part was coming up, my teacher was like, I'm going to just go ahead and fast forward this so you guys aren't all laughing hilariously. But then it just, we saw it and it was just in fast motion, which was even better. You know, because he's just sitting there and then he's on the floor. That's got to be a terrible, I bet he remembers that. I bet he will not soon forget the day he went and broke a fucking chair in front of a bunch of, you know, grade schoolers. Oh, shit. So anyway, here's the thing. I go do something like that. I mean, okay, that guy, yeah, he fucked up. But it's really not a big deal. I mean, it didn't ruin it for anybody. In fact, I remember it much more because he fucked up. But doing a wedding, like, I didn't want to fuck up. I didn't want to make it, you know, I didn't want to be noticed as a part of it so much. I wanted to just sort of do the thing and be done. Not that I just, you know, wanted to be like, I just want to get this fucking over with. I'm just saying it was a big deal to me to not fuck it up because that's someone's wedding and they're going to remember their wedding for the rest of their life, regardless of anything bad happening. And something bad's going to happen. I just didn't want to be that thing. Yeah, I don't want to, in the middle of my speech, just say fuck on accident or whatever. So anyway, I was trying to be extra vigilant. I was like, I need to get like a black notebook. I'm going to just paste it in there. That'll look a lot nicer standing up there. So I go and I can't find one. And I think, all right, man, I guess I'll go to Office Depot, which is really one of our nation's finer stores. You know, if someone comes in from out of town, we're just looking for a way to spend the afternoon. We'll go to our Office Depot. I like to ask people how theirs are set up differently. Oh, you guys have folders. Yeah, we have folders too at the Office Depot. That's pretty crazy. You know, and look around at Office Depot and I don't know. They're probably their strangest feature is I think they have pens that are 1 cent to a billion cents. You know, they always have a little pad of paper so you can test it out, too. If you're that serious about a fucking pen, I would think you'd have a pad of paper with you, right? And I'm not going to... Anyway. They also have a really nice... So I bought a notebook. And towards the front of the store, they have, you know, just... I don't even know what... Who decides what goes up there in these bins? You know, just bins of shit that really have nothing to do with Office Depot. I mean, there was... I'm not fucking kidding. There was a bin that was full of pepper spray. You could buy these pepper spray canisters that are not only pepper spray, but they're like pink breast cancer awareness pepper sprays. Why is that necessary? Or what's the point of that? I mean, you're pepper spraying. The whole point is to disable someone's eyes. It's not like they're going to see that and think, oh, man, yeah, survivors, we're together. They're trying to rape you, right? I don't think they are really concerned about breast cancer at the moment. You know what I mean? What do they care? And what do you care? You're just trying not to get raped. I mean, no offense to Susan G. Komen, but fuck her. And also, that's not... I want some kind of, like, tactical company that's got a logo that's an eagle over a flag. You know, and he's in his claw, he's holding a knife and a fucking pistol that he's shooting at a lesser bird, a hawk or something, or a pheasant. I don't want a pink ribbon. That's ridiculous. And that's not a trusted brand of self-defense. You know, I'm not buying a Susan G. Komen sword anytime soon. Thanks. And they just have a bunch of shit, you know, and they have those great DVDs where it's like two movies in one, two movies you don't want to see on one disc, which is really, that's convenient because at least... You know, when it gets shoved to the back of your entertainment center, you can just shove one thing to the back, not two. It's pretty helpful. I also bought some mints. I need to, we need to have a brief discussion about mints, because I think that somewhere along the line, I felt like I was with it with mints, and now I'm just lost in a world of, you know... Laser, tea leaf, green, whatever, mint. But it's not mint. None of them... Okay, what is mint and what is candy? Like, I feel like before it was clear. Because you had the mint Mentos, which were mints. And you had the fruit Mentos, which are not mints. They're fruity, right? Or the Tic Tacs. That's the classic one. You have all the mint varieties. And the cinnamons and whatever, which we count as mints, right? Because its purpose is to freshen the breath. And then we have the orange, which I feel like, though delicious and somehow softer than the others in a disturbing way, I don't think those are mints. Pretty sure those are candy. Because, I mean, don't they make your breath sort of hot and feverish or something? I feel like it would be like kissing someone who has a fever. I don't know. I'd like to experiment with that. Have somebody eat some orange Tic Tacs, and then I could kiss them and see what that was like. Actually, I would just like to kiss somebody. So, that's that. We could put a cap, but let's start there. Let's start realistic. Anyway, so, like, the world of mints has left me behind. And, you know, you used to get them in a roll that was basically like Tums. And then, you know, you would just unroll it and eat it and whatever. And, you know, it'd stink up the pocket of your jeans on a hot day. It was great. You'd smell something that was, like, vaguely minty but somehow dirty. Like laundry mints. You know, but now they come in these containers. Like Altoids, right? Come in that little tin. Which is nice, but what are you supposed to do with that? You can't put that in your pocket. Because first of all, it makes your pocket, you look like you're carrying around a bunch of cocaine. Which is a good look, actually, if you're going to a party, because you'll make friends. But then, you know, they're friends who are bound for disappointment. So bring Coke if you're bringing Altoids, I guess. You know, and it's jingling around in there. It's jingle-jangling, and it's gigantic. Like, the ones I bought are in this, basically, a hockey puck of plastic. And they have a tiny little door that doesn't... It appears to be the exact size of a mint. So I couldn't even get a mint out. Couldn't even get it out while I was driving a car. You know. And what... Are you supposed to carry this whole fucking thing with you around all night? All day? Whatever? However you're using mints? That can't be... These are meant for purses, right? Are men just not using mints? Is that what I'm learning? Are mints not for men? Because if I had a purse, I guess I could carry that around. What's the difference? You know, it's like the size of a wallet, I guess. I don't know. So maybe that's what I'm learning here today. Maybe I'm just not supposed to have mints as a man. I don't know. Someone should let me know what the deal is. How are you supposed to carry these? And I couldn't just put one of these mints because they had like a weird crust on them. So I couldn't just put them in my suit pocket. Because God knows you just get a suit cleaned. I'm sure they did an excellent job inside the pockets while they were pulling out the strings on the buttons. They were very thorough on that, so I'm sure they were very thorough on the other. I can't just put them in my pocket, though. So what's my options are to carry one mint in my pocket, and then it'll probably get hot and melt. And then, you know, it's like, why do you have candy in your pocket of your suit? This is a very adult thing and a very not adult thing combined, you know. And it's like, oh, whoops. Good thing I just had Mike and Ike's in my other pocket. That's much, you know, those colors blend in much better because I have a bright green suit. Forgot to tell you guys that. So I don't know. But, you know, the other options to carry around this whole thing, and then it sounds like I'm playing, like I'm a maracas man walking up, you know, supposed to be at a fucking wedding and I have to walk up and talk about love. And it's like, chicka 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 chicka. I mean, that's not going to work, right? Maybe. It's a nice beat. But I don't think I could make that happen with my leg, you know? Not very rhythmic. Or at least not in the... I would have had to have practiced that, which I wasn't prepared for. So I want to know if you're listening. Do you use mints? Also, should I use mints? Because I wonder. You know, every once in a while there are people who have bad breath. Now, everybody has bad breath sometimes, right? Or, you know, I'm guessing, like, half to 75% of people have terrible breath in the morning. What I mean, that's not what I'm talking about. But I want to know if I have it, like, chronically. I'm not saying if you've smelled me once and I had bad breath, because I'm sure that's happened. Because I've, you know, there are times you taste your own breath and you're like, holy God. But, you know, you've just vomited or drank wine or I don't know. You drank wine and ate a hot dog and then it just came back and not good. But yeah, tell me. I won't hold it against you. You can just comment as an anonymous on my website. I'll disable the commenting to be anonymous if I can on this episode. So comment on this if I do have bad breath, because I'd like to know. Because I, you know, I'm going to start attacking the problem if so. I'm into self-improvement. And in fact, while you're doing that, go ahead and just comment on any, you know, if I have any body maintenance issues that you couldn't help but notice. Just go ahead. Go for it. Now, what I don't want is a comment that's like, oh, your nose holes could be a little smaller or some shit like that, because no, they can't. I can't do that. I'm just talking about the shit that I can fucking work towards a little bit. You know, if it's like, oh man, your feet smell, I'd be like, all right, I'll make an appointment with Dr. Scholl, see what we can get going. So anything, you know, if my nails are long or my fucking, I don't even know, breath is bad or fucking, let's skip the acne because believe me, it's on my face. I'm aware of that. I can usually see the ones that are a problem. So I think we're talking more about odors or places I can't see or whatever. You know, if I've been wearing a pair of pants that just have a brown streak all the way up and down the back, let me know. Now's a good time. I'm opening the door for these criticisms. You're helping me. So do me that favor. Or if you think I'm a hygienic man and you have no complaints, let me know, because then I'll stop worrying about it. And I will slip into terrible hygiene. That'll be great. So yeah, I don't know. I would also like, if you are using mints, explain to me how. You know, and I don't want an IKEA answer of, well, you have a buddy who carries the mints for you. Well, I don't have a buddy who carries mints for me around. Okay? I'm not rich and I can just have somebody do that shit. Someday, perhaps. Perhaps if you guys start, I don't know how you would give me money, but, you know, make me some money and then, well, I'll do that. So I had my mints. I had my, I managed to print out my speech after a lot of fucking around with. I have a printer I bought that I used as a scanner, and if not once printed out of it, probably took me a half hour of fucking around to figure out where the paper goes, because it had this real fucked up paper tray on the back. I screw around with printers all day at work, and it was embarrassing how long it was taking. And I kept looking and looking, and and what was funny too is this fucking printer. You know, I think it's tricking you into thinking that it's fancy, because what it'll do is you say print and it's like, please wait a few moments, you know, and it's making all these clicks and whirs and like it's really, we're getting geared up to do something pretty great. Get fucking ready. You might want to sit down because this print is going to be like nothing you've ever seen printed on a page with ink before. This is a brand new level. But it's not doing anything different. It's the same shit. Right? Little dots on a white thing. So, you know, as it would warm up and fucking think about it and all that stuff, I kept starting to get ready, you know, because it was getting down to the wire of when I needed to leave. So, you know, come to a half hour later, and I'm angrily fucking around with the different doors on a printer in the nude. And let me tell you, like, screwing around with a printer naked, panicking that you're going to be late for a wedding is not, like, the best way to spend Memorial Day, your first day of summer. But I figured it out eventually. You know, you just have to move these things off to the side and just cram it in there, and then it's like, okay, thanks. You know, it just says add paper. It doesn't say where. So I just put it in every possible slot until one of them was effective. Insert sex joke. Fine. So then, got that printed off and just headed down, and everything went pretty well. I mean, I was kind of nervous, you know, and trying to make it work, and I had a lapel mic, so that was cool. I was like fucking Montel, except, you know, then it didn't work. The guy was like, oh yeah, it didn't work, and I was like, yeah, I noticed that I couldn't hear my own voice, and then I briefly could, and then I couldn't, which was fine though, because I can, you know, I can up my level to obnoxious when necessary. So I did my best. My level best. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I gave a little talk about love and, you know, there's only one reference to the rock group Foreigner in there. So I managed to restrain myself and kind of give them what they wanted, I hope. I think it went well. It was a nice wedding, you know, and they shared vows and that was very sweet. And did all the songs and all that kind of stuff. You know, and I didn't stay too long afterwards, because what are you going to do? Don't ever go to a wedding by yourself, by the way. That's a mistake. Holy shit. Unless you know a lot of the people there, because it's weird. You end up just sitting with some guys you don't even know. You end up talking about, I don't even know what we were talking about. All I really remember is at one point the guy said he had shaved for the first time in forever for the wedding, and I was like, oh, you're a beard guy, huh? And he said, yeah, yeah, usually I have a beard. And then I think we both kind of looked at each other like, what the fuck are we talking about right now? Beard? That you have a beard. That's that's what we're going to talk about. Then I was like, I got to go. It's time. I think I've cashed in my value here. Made my time worth it. But it's nice. You know, and I don't know. Did my best. Even if I am the fellow who is not religious and not mushy, I did my level best, you know? It's like when I was a kid, I always thought, you know, oh, I'm never going to get married and never going to have kids and all that stuff. And even getting older, it was still not as much, you know, a thing and all that. But I don't know, man. Every time I tell myself never, ever will I ever, that's what I end up doing. Every fucking time. So I don't know. I mean, it's like, I mean, they're a nice couple and they've been together for years and years, you know, and they're very, you know, the groom kind of, when I was like, how does it feel? Is it good? And he's like, feels exactly the same, man. But it was in a good way, you know, it wasn't in a way of, oh, this doesn't mean anything. It was in the way of like, it's been feeling great and it feels great still, which is pretty awesome, you know, it would be nice one day. One day, perhaps, these solo casts will become casts with a nice lady. Or maybe a nice basset hound whose, you know, penis I was tricked into, but then found I loved. Whatever, you know, love tricks, or sometimes, I mean, that happens. God knows it happens in our films. Well, thanks for listening to this one. I hope it didn't get too rambly there at the end. Thanks for seen a lot of people reposting stuff from the website and, you know, putting it on Facebook and all that, and it's very much appreciated. Matthew Roney, my best internet friend, Christina as well, that's very sweet of you. My brother, always a big supporter. You know, Nicanor, Elias, everybody. Thanks, guys. I really do. I notice it, and I appreciate it, and I see it. And I would say something about it on the post, but I feel like that's weird for me to push like on that when someone links to my own thing. I don't know what to do. So I'll just say thanks on here, and hopefully that's good enough for you. And thanks, everyone, for listening and for reading and for doing all the nice stuff you do. Or if you're just, one of my pals. I appreciate that. It's a good ride so far. And summer's just begun. Today's the first day. So I'm going to go in and have my first hit off my special summer booze. And then, you know, fold some laundry. Kick this shit off right. All right. Thanks, guys.